Thank you and good morning. Governor Jerry Brown and the democratically controlled state legislature introduced a transportation package that will direct $5 billion a year over the next 10 years to road and bridge maintenance and improvements across the state. The funding will come from an increase in taxes on fuel, including a 20-cent increase in the excise tax on diesel fuel and another 5 cents at the pump for diesel as well. There will be a 12-cent increase on the excise tax for gasoline in the package, too. California drivers will see an increase in vehicle registration fees, a $100 per year fee for zero-emission vehicles starting in 2020, and some $700 million in repayments from the general fund. Lawmakers insist that any money raised for the transportation infrastructure program must be used for those projects and can't be diverted for other purposes. The money will be split each year between state and local projects, and in addition to road repair and much-needed maintenance, funding will be provided for public transportation and to support more walking and biking trails. Two hikers who became disoriented while hiking along the Eel River near Island Mountain were plucked to safety by a Coast Guard helicopter crew early yesterday morning after spending the night outdoors. The hikers called for help about 10 o'clock on Tuesday night to report they were lost and that one may be suffering from dehydration. A search party initially attempted to reach the pair on foot, but were unable to do so due to terrain and river conditions. The two were then located and hoisted to safety by the Coast Guard helicopter after midnight Wednesday morning, and they were dropped off in a field and turned over to local emergency personnel. Both were reported in good health. In other state news, a bill authored by State Senator Mike McGuire has cleared the Judiciary Committee and now moves to the Senate. SB 149 would require any person who filed for candidacy in California for President of the United States to release their tax returns to the public before their name can appear on a ballot. Another piece of legislation, this one aimed at making the first year of community college free for state residents, has been approved by the Higher Education Committee. AB 19 will now be heard by appropriations before it goes to the Assembly floor. The bill would allow for a tuition-free year for first-time, full-time California students. The county offices at the Clark Complex on 8th Street in Eureka will undergo computer maintenance on the network beginning at noon today, and that will mean requests for information from Planning and Building and the Land Use Division of Public Works will be delayed. The Planning and Building Department will not be able to process payments or applications until the computer work is complete. In addition to maintenance today, the offices will be closed tomorrow in honor of Cesar Chavez Day and will reopen for a full business day on Monday. In Arcata, residents interested in the future of the city's wastewater treatment system can attend a public meeting tonight at 5:30 in City Council Chambers. Officials from the city's environmental and engineering divisions will be on hand to provide information on the draft facility plan as it prepares for population growth and accommodations for new regulations and needed infrastructure replacements. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In January of this year, an advisory panel of local officials, including District Attorney Maggie Fleming, recommended a list of potential candidates for the Public Defender's Office to the Board of Supervisors. That list contained the names of both local attorneys and those from out of the area. And in February, the board made its announcement that it had hired David Marcus, the former public defender in Lassen County, a position he left in 2011. Fleming said on Talk Shop earlier this month,
an interview panel was put together, and we interviewed a number of candidates on January 6th. And that was, you know, a group of department heads who were collected who interact with that particular job. We provide informal input to the Board of Supes. We give them sort of, as a panel, how we rank the candidates. About 5 weeks later, the Board of Supervisors indicated they had gone with a candidate who was not one of the local candidates.
The hiring of Marcus spurred a lawsuit by local attorney Patrick Griego, who alleged that Marcus did not meet the minimum state qualifications for the position, and he has been granted subpoena power to look into Marcus's employment history. Fleming said that the number one priority from her position as DA was that the person the board chose be the best fit for the office.
I think that we were seeking the absolute best candidate we could find. And I know as the DA, I had no conflict because my job is to serve the public and seek justice. And justice requires that each person have the best defense they possibly can.
It's unclear what steps the Board of Supervisors will take next, but Griego's lawsuit moves on in the courts. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.